Pastor Verheyen, Georgi, and as to my colleagues of this panel. It's a privilege to be here at this one before such a annual meetings of the IMF and the World Bank. It's a good opportunity for me to share with you some of our thoughts, how we see today this challenge, the global environment, how we see recent economic development in Brazil, and what's ahead of us. But before going into the recent economic developments, I would like to take a step back and just to see where we are as a country and how prepared we are to face the vagaries of international markets that we're experiencing today. If you look back the last decade or so, you see many progress in Brazil. Well, I'll just share the views of Ernesto, colleague from the Brazilian Embassy. I will highlight four areas where Brazil has advanced quite substantially over the last decade or so. The first one is in the policy framework. We have now a policy framework combining a monetary framework based on inflation targets and a floating exchange rate regime, and also a fiscal policy targeting a steady decline of our debt to GDP ratio. This combines in recent years in, some improvements we made to this framework by, for instance, accumulating a substantial buffer in terms of our holdings of foreign exchange in Brazil. This framework has been tested. I think it passed quite well all the tests, including some very dramatic ones in the early 2000s and then during the 2008-2009 global financial crisis. So this is the first point that I would like to highlight from our recent experience in Brazil, having a well-tested macroeconomic policy framework that has served the country well during this last decade. The second issue is a focus of our previous administrations in Brazil on policies geared towards closing the social gap. On the basis of that, of course, it's macroeconomic stability. Without macroeconomic stability, you cannot make any substantial strides on reducing poverty and increasing consumption power of Brazilians. And this has been done together with some social policies well targeted to close this gap. And not only we have had some important results in terms of social progress, but also this has been a major factor improving our economic prospects. As you know, we have raised over 25 million people from below the poverty line. The new Brazilian middle class counts now with additional 35 million people or plus over this last decade. So it's been a very important development. And we have seen this during the 2008-2009 crisis, how important it is to have a robust and dynamic domestic consumption market as we have in Brazil. The third area is infrastructure. Now we have very well-defined objectives to look forward and to deliver on. We do have all these global events coming to Brazil in the next 3 to 4, 5 years. We have the FIFA World Cup, Soccer World Cup games in 2014, and then we have the Olympic Games in 2016 in Rio de Janeiro. Some other issues. We have to develop our new found oil reserves, the pre-salt layer of the Brazilian offshore. So we do have many demands to deliver on infrastructure, and we certainly will do that over the coming years. And this is an important thing, having those hard constraints that you have to deliver on, the deadlines that we cannot move around. So this is the third area that I would like to highlight. The last but not least important development in Brazil is now I think it's pretty fair to say that we have a very solid, robust financial system. In the past, it was a source of concern, but recently has proven to be an important area of our economic economic landscape. We have part of it has to do with policies that we implemented at the regulatory level, the central bank. We do have strict regulation, prudential regulation. Most of it is decided at an infra-legal level, the level of the National Monetary Council. This provides flexibility, and the central bank has been in the center of this policy decision-making. And I want to believe that part of the success of our financial system today has to do with very strict regulatory requirements that we impose today, but also we do have in Brazil quite intense bank supervision that has helped to make sure that our regulated entities implement our policies and that we are able to promptly correct any deviation from what we think is sound in terms of regulation. I wanted to highlight four important areas that we made progress in the last decade or so that help us to place where Brazil is today and how Brazil is prepared to face once again a very challenging environment. I think it's fair to say that what we're living through these days is the second round of the 2008-2009 global financial crisis. Faced with that major challenge a few years ago, there was an unprecedented coordination of policies among countries with the leadership and coordination of the G20. Most countries, emerging markets, mature economies implemented very impressive and very aggressive macroeconomic policies. First, to put a backstop on the financial crisis that was fully fledged at that point, and also in an attempt to revive sustainable economic growth. It's fair to say that the emerging markets were well prepared for that. They were not in the center of that major crisis. They had the capacity to respond together with other nations. The difference is that exiting from that major shock, we, emerging markets and Brazil, was ahead of the pack, was able to sustain fast and robust economic growth in the aftermath of this major shock. The same thing cannot be said with regard to advanced economies and the burden of this fiscal stretching that took place during the late days of 2008 and early 2009 are still with us, and in the case of emerging markets, growth was able to restore the fiscal position, the macroeconomic position that we had previous to the 2008 crisis. The same was not true for advanced economies. And now we have to deal with the legacy, the fiscal legacy of the 2008-2009, with all the feedbacks that we know that can happen and to some extent are happening now between the weak fiscal position and some concerns about the health again of the financial system in major economic areas. We are now experiencing an unprecedented and synchronized slowdown in global growth. If you take the G3 area, Europe, United States, and Japan, what we have seen is not only that growth has slowed down quite substantially throughout 2011, but looking forward, there is also a major revision in economic prospects for this year and for 2012. So there has been a quite recent issue, this unprecedented revision in global economic prospects. And this, of course, is being taken into consideration in Brazil when we define our strategy to face this new round of financial challenges that are with us today. And it also is fair to say that the risks of the world falling into a global recession are higher today than they were in the beginning of the year, and the probability of a credit event being with us in the coming months has increased compared to the situation when I was here back in the summer in New York. And so it's a new reality that we have to be prepared to face. Brazil, I think it's reading this new environment as, of course, with many risks. I think this time around, because of the geographical situation and the reduction in the capacity of countries to react to this new environment, I think it's fair to conclude that we are here in a more prolonged period of slow growth. Also, policies in mature economies will remain very supportive, very relaxed for a longer period than we have thought in the beginning of the year and as late as in the early days of this past summer. I think because now the origin of this new round is the fiscal situation of mature economies, the debt overhang, and then all the confidence crisis that follows this situation. For a country like Brazil, it's time to differentiate itself again. And one way to do that is to keep a very solid fiscal position, keep our fiscal house in order. And I think the government has provided its determination to follow this path going forward. Also, to confront this new environment, I think it's also important to say that Brazil is well prepared. We have a system, as I was mentioning in the beginning. In the first line of defense is the floating exchange regime. We are in this process now, confronted with this new bout of volatility, of instability in the global financial market. So this is the first line of defense, and it's working through the process right now. We have also accumulated since the 2008 shock an additional layer of liquidity in foreign exchange. Now we have over $150 billion plus the position that we held in international reserves prior to the 2008 shock. We have also adjusted policies in Brazil throughout this recent period to bring back liquidity into the central bank. So now we have around 420 billion reais in liquidity part at the central bank. Our reserve requirements are high and have proved to be a very useful tool to provide liquidity in times of stress, as we experienced during the 2008 crisis. Again, the sound financial system that we have today is also a major asset to deal with in this challenging time. And the domestic market that we developed over the last decade or so, it's also something that we treasure and we have to preserve during this coming period. Also, we, in addition to having all these new tools in our economic framework in Brazil, we have made a series of moves during 2011 to mitigate potential financial risk to the Brazilian economy, with a view to retaining financial stability, systemic financial stability ahead. We decided to implement a number of policy initiatives to prevent risks from growing and to prevent a situation where Brazil will have to face a more deteriorated global environment with growing domestic risk. So at the end of 2010, we introduced a number of macroprudential policies to make sure that credit will slow down, credit growth in Brazil will slow down, more in line with the position of the Brazilian economy in the economic cycle. The Brazilian economy had to slow down in 2011. It was very appropriate to have credit also growing at a slower pace than before. But also, we aim at doing away with some more risky operations that were emerging in domestic credit markets. I think this policy was very successful. Credit has slowed down at the margin, credit growth on the one hand. On the other, those more risky operations have disappeared from our domestic markets. This says it was an important policy to have in place and to have generated the type of results that we have today in this new phase that we enter for the global economy. We also implement a number of measures to slow down capital inflows in Brazil, because the velocity and the volumes of capital that we were receiving in Brazil, the central bank and the government were concerned about that, about the sustainability, and about the potential impacts not only to the financial system but also to the real economy if global conditions will reverse down the line. And I think we are seeing something like that today. And we introduced early in 2010 and some other measures in 2011 to slow down the speed of inflows. If inflows remain quite strong today, they do with a different nature, with a different composition today. If you look at flows in the first half of 2008, just prior to the 2008 crisis, we had more or less in large numbers, 60% of the capital inflows were portfolio short-term inflows, and 40% or less FDI. Because of the policies, like sort of incentivizing short-term inflows and those short-term or volatile inflows, we have a situation now where the composition of capital inflows in this first half of 2011 is the other way around, 60-65% FDI, and 35-40% short-term flows. So this is, in theory, in principle, a better composition, a more stable composition to face a change, a radical change on a global condition. We also introduced some measures. There were some criticism about that, but the idea was to reduce the capacity of the world to leverage against the US dollar in Brazilian markets. Early in January the 6th, right after we took office in the central bank, we decided to put a limit to the capacity of banks to hold short position in US dollar in the Brazilian spot market. The aggregate short position was to the order of $20 billion US dollars then, in a market which with a turnover of $2 billion daily. So our concern was that if an unwinding, a fast unwinding of this kind of position could take place in a market with this low turnover, we will probably have a very stressful situation. So we implemented a policy there to limit, and we arrived to this new bout of financial stability today with an aggregate position much smaller than the 20 billion. If we didn't have those policies, maybe that position would go much bigger, and then the reversal would hurt us much more than we are seeing today. We arrived at this new round of global financial stability with a position to the order of $4 billion US dollar, much more manageable. I think we're seeing it's always difficult to compare with the counterfactual because we never know what would have happened if this policy were not in place. We also introduced a policy to limit the leverage in a futures market. It was also important to hold the size of the short position in the short dollar position in futures market, and it is also an important thing to have in place to face this new reality. Of course, we are living now through very challenging times. We have great volatility in equity, currency, commodity, in other markets. And as I mentioned, we have tools in Brazil, and we stand ready to intervene to make sure that the foreign exchange markets work properly, that you don't see any dysfunctionality now in this period of heightened uncertainty, high levels of stress in global markets. So from this respect, we have communicated to markets yesterday that we stand ready to provide the necessary liquidity in foreign exchange markets in Brazil if needed to make sure that the markets function properly even in those very challenging times. To close my presentation, I'd like to talk a little bit about the strategy that we follow this year. As you know, we end up 2010 growing at 7.5% in GDP. This was clearly above potential. We had to deal with inflation, strong inflationary pressures towards the end of 2010, the beginning of 2011. We had 8 months of very high inflation in October 2010 and April 2011. And to confront those inflationary pressures, we put together a very consistent policy package, including not only credit policies, but also the fiscal policy. I'm sure Mr. Guido Mantega will speak about that. We have announced a 50 billion reais budget cut in the beginning of the year, announced also a fiscal goal of a primary surplus of 118 billion reais of primary surplus before 2011, and has delivered in an upfront way this the attainment of those fiscal results. Very recently, late August, the government has announced strengthening of the primary surplus target for 2011 to the order of 10 billion reais, around a quarter of a percentage point of GDP. So this reinforced the view that this time Brazil has to hold the line on fiscal, in particular to be stronger when this new round of the crisis is behind us. Going forward, we expect inflation to come down in the fourth quarter until April, May next year, quite substantially. We have the 12-month inflation peaking today in Brazil in this third quarter. And this has to do with the very high inflation, as I mentioned, that we had between October and April last year. Inflation prints at the monthly level, if you take the last 5 months, beginning in May, after the very high inflation period. In May we had 0.47 inflation, monthly inflation, then 15, and then 16, 37. And assuming that September is around the levels of this PCI 15, which is the partial inflation for the month, which was at 0.53. So during these 5 months, the inflation monthly level will annualize be around our target, even smaller than our 4.5 target. So inflation is under control. We are with policies in place still to make sure that our revised target is feasible, that we are looking towards bringing inflation down to the center of our inflation target in end 2012, 4.5% inflation. The last policy decision, we flagged the necessity to reassess our perception of the global environment. There were too many things that happened in late July and during August, including a clear revision of global growth prospects, important economic areas. There was also the postponement by the Federal Reserve on August 9th on the normalization of policies, monetary policy, and financial conditions. It was postponed up to at least mid-2013. That was an important issue too. And we reassess the global prospect in a way that we thought that the slowdown in the Brazilian economy that was already engineered through the policy implementation 2011, just to recall, Brazilian economy grew 7.5% in 2010, 6.2% in the four quarters ending in March 2011, and 4.7% growth in the four quarters ending June 2011. Our forecast for economic growth is 2011 is still at 4%, and we will revise this by the end of the month when we, this month when we issue our quarterly inflation report, given the clearer signs of a slowdown in the economic condition in Brazil, we most likely will revise it downwards from the point we are now at 4%. So all this has been engineered by policy decisions necessary, but compounded or adding to that reality, we have a significant deterioration in global prospect that we clearly point out in our last decision. And I think now there is a realization that it is not only a possibility, but it's indeed unfortunate materialized. So we decided then to adjust our policy rate to 12% per year, our policy, our Selic rate, and this is compatible with our strategy to bring inflation to the center of the target, 4.5%, by the end of 2012. And those are the major issues that I wanted to highlight today, just reviewing a bit where we are in terms of the progress we made in the last decade or so, looking at this new global environment, which is very challenging, and trying to bring some of our thoughts on how the Brazilian economy is evolving these days and what are the prospects for Brazil, for the world in the coming period. Thank you very much. Thank you.